Zombies have invaded Las Vegas. Never fear, Jeff is here. I'll tell you how I and my tactical team helped save the human race last week and what it means to you. Check this out.
If bullets were flying, your adrenaline surging, would you hit your target? If the world as you know it crumbled tomorrow, collapsed into chaos, would you know how to survive? If you and those you loved were cornered by a gang, violently attacked, could you protect them? Could you protect them? Could you protect them? Tactical firearms training, urban survival, close quarters combat.
This is another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. This is Modern Combat and Survival.
Hey everyone, welcome. This is Jeff Anderson, editor for Modern Combat Survival Magazine and executive director of the New World Patriot Alliance with another podcast to help you better prepare for any threat you may face in your role as a protector and a patriot. And I just got back from SHOT Show 2018 in Las Vegas. If you're not familiar with what the SHOT Show is, I think it's the largest firearm show in the United States. It's really for business to business. It's not really like the average Joe gun owner goes to this thing and, you know, goes and finds different components for your weapon or anything like that. It's really meant for large manufacturers of firearms. So all the big names are there, you know, Ruger, Glock, all the big companies are there. A lot of military supply companies, a lot of even vehicle, you know, military police vehicle, all this stuff is there. And it is absolutely massive. It is, you definitely get a lot of walking in when you're there. And it's probably not something that most of you have ever heard of because it is a business to business, dealer type of a trade show. I go every year because it's a great time to reconnect with a lot of people that are in our network that are either in the magazines. They go there because they are repping out a different company. Chris Peranto was there. Rich Nance is there from our trip. A lot of people go there to reconnect. It's almost like a reunion, if you will. And this was the best year yet because there was a lot of new stuff out on the floor. So there was a lot of like looking and seeing what the future of firearms is actually like. Not to mention, not just the weapons, but other support gear as well as where the trend is going when it comes to training with firearms as well. And the thing that made it really special for me this year was that I did have a lot of my friends that were there from within the industry. Omari Broussard is a good friend of mine. He has 10xdefense.com, and he has his own shooting system there that you can check out. My friend Mike Ox was there from 21 Day Alpha Shooter. The guys from National Gun, NGOA, National Gun Owners Alliance was there. Or association, National Gun Owners Association was there. And, some guys were there from there. But anyway, I got to meet with a lot of people, but I wanted to come back and share with you the number one find that I had while I was there at the show. And it kind of starts off with a little bit of a different path than out there walking on the trade show floor. You see, with my friends there, we decided to make this a lot of fun. Not just going out there and just seeing a bunch of guns out on the floor. But to just have a good time with good friends. And one of the things that we did out there was, us over here at Modern Combat and Survival, we sponsored a zombie shoot. Now, if you have ever been to Vegas, you might have seen these giant billboards over at where the MGM Grand is. It's one of the hotel resorts that's there, the casino resorts. And inside of there, they have a virtual reality center with a zombie apocalypse theme. And basically, you go into this room, you can have up to 8 people. So we had 8 people with us. It was me and my friend Mike Ox and the guys from NGOA were there and some other people. So it was basically all of us. We had dinner together and then we went to go into this training center, if you will. And let me give you a little bit of a setup here. So I have a virtual reality headset. It's a PlayStation 4 virtual reality headset. If you don't have one or if you've never done virtual reality, it is super cool. The one that I have also has a rifle attachment to it, so you can stand up and you can perform these different games with the PlayStation. And It's so real. I mean, it's not that the screen looks real because it's still kind of animated. You're still in video game mode, if you will. But the sensation of being able to look around you and see what's around you. You can literally look around in 360 degrees and you can look behind you. You can look to the side of you. You can look up in the air. You can look down at your feet. Your brain really thinks that you're inside of the game. And I have had a few times where I've been standing up and doing a rifle shooting game, first person shooter game, and it feels like you're in there. And then I've had times where I've fallen off of a cliff in the game and I've fallen down in my living room because my brain thinks that I'm in the game and I'm actually falling. It's really weird. If you've never done it before, just know that you want to make sure you have a clear area around you because your brain might actually make you fall if you're doing this. But it's very realistic when it comes to sighting a weapon and using your weapon and things like that. Well, this game that you have at MGM Grand, I'll call it a game, but it's actually this training center. It's about a half hour long and up to 8 people can go in here and it's a big giant room. You have the harness on, you have your rifle, you have a virtual reality headset that you put on, but you can move around inside of this room and their software just tracks you everywhere you go as well as your friends that are in there as well. So when you look around with the headset on, you see your friends in the game. And of course, everybody is dressed up in the game like you're in the video game. And the whole setup for this is that you are essentially the last surviving group of humans on the planet, and the zombies are coming from all over the place. And you're there in Vegas, and you are basically, they're coming from all different directions. And you and your team have to defend against the zombies until you can get to safety, until you can get airlifted out and get to safety. And these zombies come from all over the place. And they're the fast zombies. They're not the slow moving zombies like in The Walking Dead. They come onto you like World War Z type zombies do. So they're very fast. They're trying to get you and eat your face off. You are there with your friends. You can see them when you look around. You can see the surroundings when you look around. And it's very realistic as far as what you can do. Now, just to give you some examples of what you actually do in this half-hour-long game is as the zombies are coming at you, there are different defenses that you've built up around you. So there's crates there. There's different, you know, wooden obstacles and things like that that are in their way that they have to get through in order to attack you. And you can, of course, shoot them before they get through those defenses. But if they break through the defenses, they swarm all over you. Now, you can build up those defenses while you're in the game to build them back up, but you have to watch and see that your defenses are going down. You have to look and see where the zombies are actually attacking you from. Now, you can move around this big room, so you have to be able to move while you're shooting, and that's all there. You have to back up your buddy. So if you see that the zombies are coming after one of your buddies, they get through and they're eating him, then you can go and you can shoot the zombies off of them, and then you can help build up the defenses again to get your buddy back in the game. You can move to alternate firing positions based upon where the threat is coming from. So some zombies might be coming from rooftops. Some might be dropping in from scaffolding. You have to really have a 360-degree awareness of where everybody is, including your teammates, as well as where the zombies are coming in from. You can also communicate with these other people through the speaker that you have, basically a communication system that you're talking to your friends. So if you're about ready to get swarmed over, you can call in for some help and get your friend to come over and give you a hand as well. There are a lot of different elements of it that make it really exciting. They really get your adrenaline up. And you have to make sure that you can move, shoot, communicate, not stumble all over your buddies, and really kind of assess the situation every single moment to be able to defend yourself. Now, this was not just a lot of fun. It was a tactical training experience. And this is the lesson that I want you to get out of this, because it's very different than like going to the range, right? I mean, that's the common thing that you typically see at the SHOT Show is there will be like range shooting days and things like that, which are great. I love live fire shooting. But when it comes to a real gunfight, you've heard me say this time and time again, that the range is not necessarily the best place you can get gunfight training in. The best place you can get it is in the actual surroundings that you're going to be in, like your home, to be able to train at home. It's about the tactics that you use in a real gunfight, not necessarily about the gun that you're using. And static training is really starting to go by the wayside. Not that there will ever be a time where there won't be a live fire range, a static live fire range, where you're traditionally standing there in the lane and you're shooting at your paper target down there. But I'm happy to say that more and more gun owners are realizing that you will train, you have to train like you fight, because you're going to fight like you train. Or worse, you'll react the way that your body is going to naturally react in a gunfight, but your training won't support those actions. For example, typically if you are surprised, you're going to be moving. You're not going to stand there and face a threat statically. You're going to try and either, you know, get off the X, as they like to say in the industry. You're going to move to cover. All of those things that are going to help protect you in a real gunfight, but you can't get at the local live fire range without it being something like it's a more tactical class where you have an instructor there for a very specific purpose of teaching you shooting while moving and things like that. However, in this game, even though it is a virtual reality game, you do get that experience of being able to shoot, move, and communicate with other people. And it's very realistic when it comes to the tactics that you're going to put into this type of a scenario. And the thing is that I'm also seeing this out on the SHOT Show floor. So every single year, eventually you just get like AR-15 blind, because you're walking up and down the aisles and you can just see AR-15s as far as the eye can see. And it seems like everybody is putting out the exact same AR-15 build that everyone else is. All the manufacturers seem to have, and I'm not going to say they're all the same as far as quality, but everybody seems to be putting out roughly the same quality with the same type of build out that they have. Maybe that's because now that Trump is president, there's just this glut of AR-15s that are stockpiled everywhere, and everyone's trying to unload these now, which is great for people that are looking to buy a firearm, because prices have come down. Prices of ammo have come down. So, hey, good news. It's a buyer's market out there. But what I'm also seeing more and more of every single year I go to SHOT Show are exact replicas of firearms that can be used for airsoft training. So they will have some sort of a recoil to, they're getting more and more realistic that way, but really you can't tell the difference between a real firearm and the airsoft version, because a lot more police departments are using this, military is starting to use this more and more. A lot more tactical training type centers are beginning to really understand the use there, or the need for force on force type training. It's an entirely different ball game shooting at a paper target down range in a static lane versus having a gun pointed at you and knowing that somebody can shoot you and it's going to hurt when that little BB hits you. I'm even starting to see now they're making paintball pellets that are down to about 2 millimeter size, where you can see where the round actually hits you as well, not just feel it. So the development in these areas is a real trend that's happening out there, and it's really allowing people to do more with force on force training. Now, you don't have to wait for the $1,100 AR-15 airsoft gun to come out that's an exact replica of yours. You can typically get these for very inexpensive from different websites that are out there that do have airsoft programs. But what are you going to do with that firearm? Are you going to be able to, you know, use it in your home? Are you going to be set up for it? That's one of the reasons why we developed our Dirt Cheap Gun Training program over at dirtcheapguntraining.com. Shameless plug there, but it's a really inexpensive product that gives you all the training drills that you need to be able to turn your home into a tactical training center and use different types of firearms, simulated firearms, whether it's blue gun, laser guns, or an airsoft gun. But the important point is for you to get into more realistic training scenarios by turning your home into a tactical training center, by getting more force on force training, by using some of these trending training aids that are coming out that you're going to see more and more of, actually. So I wanted to give you, that was my number one takeaway from the SHOT Show. I am actually going to be doing a a little bit of a demonstration over my number 2 best find at SHOT Show, which is something really, really cool. I'm really excited to share it with you. I'll be sharing it with you this week. Probably be doing a video on it. So if you're on our Facebook page over at Facebook, just look for Modern Combat and Survival as the page. You can just type that into Google and find our Facebook page and like it there. We'll be doing a Facebook Live that'll show this one little gizmo that I found that I think you're definitely going to want to get. Really, really cool. I'll leave you with a little bit of a mystery there. You're going to want to check that out. So make sure that you head on over to our Facebook page, and it'll give you a little alert once I jump on the Facebook Live over there. So check that out. And until our next Modern Combat and Survival broadcast, this is Jeff Anderson saying prepare, train, and survive.
This has been Modern Combat and Survival.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. You can help us out by rating our podcast on iTunes and leaving a comment. You can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Modern Combat and Survival. And don't forget to claim your free subscription to Modern Combat and Survival magazine at www.moderncombatandsurvival.com. Lock and load. And we'll see you next time. This has been Modern Combat and Survival.